Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. Roll right into the phone calls. It's Tony in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hey, Tony.
How you doing, guys?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I had the opportunity to discuss the constitutional basis for our insane drug policy. Because if you read in the body of the Constitution, clearly there's no authority for it, and the 10th Amendment pretty succinctly would seem to forbid it.
Absolutely. And by the way, for those that don't know, the 10th Amendment basically says that anything that's not outlined in the Constitution is the purview of the states or the people.
Right. If you're not given this power, you don't have it, government, is what it says, basically.
Sure, and it's been completely ignored.
Well, I found out how that is done legally, and this is how we must attack it if we're ever going to prevail in having it undone. I was at a barbecue with Stan Solomon, who's a pretty well-known columnist in this area, last year. He's a libertarian himself. And I was asked him, how in the world do they justify these laws? I mean, it's not there. And it is in the wording of the preamble that they have been justified in federal court to ensure the domestic tranquility, to promote the general welfare. That is the wording that is the basis for all of these crazy laws.
How?
And we have got to approach it from that angle with smart lawyers if we're ever going to defeat them in court on these laws.
So it's the general welfare clause, which is like this open book that they can just use to create whatever sorts of government programs that they claim will help the general welfare. That's what
I would say that. That's how it's been done, yeah.
Right. Well, you know, it does not help my welfare if somebody, if a cop kicks in my door and throws me into a jail cell because I'm smoking a joint.
All nonviolent pot offenders should be out of jail. It's nuts. It's silly for marijuana to be illegal at all, much less considering that we know it has tremendous analgesic and appetite stimulant qualities for people on therapy and that kind of thing. That's just crazy.
It really is crazy when you get to corner a politician and ask them about medical marijuana and listen to them try to sleaze their way out of it and actually come right out and say they don't care about sick people.
This violence. So you may recall, I gather you're no great fans of President Bush at this point.
I'm no great fan of any president.
Amen. There's a very few we can be fans of. When he was running in the 2000 campaign, he mentioned decriminalizing marijuana.
Did he?
Yes, he did. That's before everything went on where he became, before we got into the war and everything else going on. And I disagree with you on foreign policy, I must admit, because I do believe that we are in a war with people that seek to kill us for no logical reason I can explain.
Some people believe that.
I'm not sure.
I do. They've convinced me. They keep saying it, and they keep trying to do it. So.
Well, okay, just because the government says something over and over again doesn't mean it's true. That just means they're shoving propaganda down your throat.
No, I'm listening to the actual Islamo guys themselves saying they want to kill us.
Them
go ahead and try to do it. So,
and I've actually listened to it, too. And, in fact, we read a couple weeks ago a quote from Osama bin Laden. And, by the way, he said it over and over again for, like, a decade or so. He's basically made it very clear that the reason why they would like to kill some Americans is because of what the government, the United States government, has done in the name of so-called freedom, going over there invading other countries and messing with meddling around with the CIA and other things like that. And I mean, doesn't that make sense to you that's the reason why they're angry is because we've got our military over there?
Why were they angry at us in 1967?
Well, let's go back to the 50s when the United States installed the Shah.
I can go back 100 years on our meddling in the Middle East if you'd like.
Well, I see it this way. Their entire economic welfare depends on the fact that we went there in the 1800s, discovered oil, and found a use for it.
You know, I don't think they're going to see that any more than the Indians might see that us coming over here and taking their gold and then slaughtering them really has anything to do with their economic welfare either. The only economic welfare that we've supplied them over there is a basic welfare system, a dole system for the normal people, and then we've made a few very influential people very, very wealthy.
We didn't make them wealthy. They took money that was intended for their people for themselves.
And we support them.
That's an example.
And can you imagine? We support them. That's why the Arabs are so angry.
Wow, wait a minute. The Arabs were angry long. The Arabs are angry.
Let them be angry at themselves.
Okay.
They weren't angry at us before. I mean,
we weren't there. What were the Arabs doing in the 11th century?
They haven't done much since then.
Made them march into Europe and kill everybody? No.
No, and they haven't done anything to us since then. It's the meddling in their affairs for the last 100 years that's stirred them up.
And besides, you can't have it both ways, Tony. I mean, you're all for personal freedom as far as marijuana is concerned, and maybe other drugs. But at the same time, you're not for the personal freedom of people being able to keep the money they earned and spend it, save it, and give it away in the ways they think are best.
What are you talking about? What did I say anything about taxes?
Well, what do you think about taxes?
Taxes are the only thing that's going to support the war machine.
We have to have a certain amount of taxes, and we have to have a strong.
And we
military.
Have to spend them on, and we have to spend them on your military, right?
Well, wait a minute. Now, at one time, I thought as you thought, and I believe that I probably have a few more laps around the racetrack than either you two ponies.
That's not fair. Argument. I'm older than Jesus was when he died on the cross, and I'm old enough to be president. Isn't that good enough for you?
That's good enough.
Okay, thanks.
I'm just saying that the world is not a place where if we just all of a sudden make nice, everyone's going to be nice to us.
That's fine. Okay,
that is not the planet we live on now.
Okay, Tony, that's okay.
It would be nice if it was.
I understand that. I mean, there was somebody who was stabbed out here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we lived last week, and I know that I just can't walk down the street and expect to be unmolested. I realize there are people out there who are willing to do damage to me for whatever the reasons are, but I understand, and I would hope that you'll come back to understanding this, is that I understand the government isn't going to protect me for all their talk and all their billions of dollars that they spend on their tanks and their bombs and that sort of thing. That's not going to keep me safe. What's going to keep me safe are my actions, and that means, you know, carrying a gun if I feel that's necessary, or learning self-defense and that sort of thing. It's my responsibility to keep me safe. I don't expect the bureaucrats to do that.
Well, wait a minute. You're apples and oranging me here, okay? You're talking about protecting yourself personally from a criminal per se.
Mm-hmm.
I am a strong purveyor of the Second Amendment. I don't care if you had the finest firearm ever made. If you were standing in the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001, you would not have been able to defend yourself. You would have been killed, and these people killed us. And you can accept whatever justification they offer. I don't. And I just accept
I don't accept any justification.
Let's rewind a little bit here.
Adolf Hitler had his reasons, too.
Let's rewind a little bit here, Tony.
Have you ever read Mein Kampf?
No, I have not. I try not to read the writings of madmen. Now, hang on a second,
Tony. Wait a minute. Now, come on. Are you really that narrow-minded? Have you read the Social Contract or the Communist Manifesto?
No, heck no. Why would I want to read that tripe?
You should read all of them.
Why?
Because they're all very important documents that have a tremendous influence on our lives politically, for one
reason. That's all right. I like reading things that are positive about liberty and freedom and that sort of thing. I don't need any more communist propaganda. I went to government school. Now, Tony, no, you can get your point in a moment, but let's rewind a little bit here. You said my gun wouldn't protect me if I were standing in the towers on September 11th, and about that, you're correct. But rewind a couple of hours to the point at which or a few minutes, I guess, to the point at which the planes were hijacked. Now, if I were able to have my gun and I were sitting on that plane, wouldn't that have changed the situation?
You are so preaching to the choir in that regard.
All right, so then let's get back to liberty and freedom and let Americans protect Americans and stop relying on the government.
I've been a registered libertarian for 25 years. I went through all the tumult of the 80s with them and everything, and I just disagree with them in foreign policy. The reason is I accept we have enemies. Now,
I don't have enemies. No. The U.S. government has enemies. I don't have enemies personally.
No. They want to kill us, too.
I think they do now.
I mean, it's just like the boy, the Sikh boy, who just had his hair cut up in Queens. You know, and the media is doing all they can do to keep from saying that was Muslims that did that to him. Those are Muslim kids that did that to him. And they knew that was the greatest blasphemy they could do to that child in his religion was to cut his hair.
Well, you know, from what Osama bin Laden says, he makes it very clear that as soon as the United States...
You don't accept the thoughts of madmen, remember? You
as soon as... As I think Osama bin Laden is actually pretty, he's pretty coherent.
Adolf Hitler is very coherent too, believe me.
I think that you can draw lots of parallels, Ian.
Thanks for
Osama
the call, Tony. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Osama bin Laden makes it very clear that as soon as America pulls out, that'll be the first step towards actually getting things back to normal, as far as no more terrorism, no more death, no more unnecessary.
I don't know if I agree with him, but I would like to get us out of all 131 nations we're
in. I'm tired of paying for it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can join us all the way, always online at freetalklive.com. Available 24-7. We got all kinds of neat stuff, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 235,000 posts. Over 1,400 people interacting. A lot of fun. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You'll find it all being discussed on our website. The BBS is available to you directly at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. You know, we just got off the phone with Tony in Indianapolis, and I just don't understand. You know, how is it that you can become a libertarian? As Tony said that he currently is, how is it you can become a libertarian, understand liberty, understand the concept behind libertarianism, which is simple. It basically says when you join the Libertarian Party, for instance, and by the way, you don't have to be a Libertarian Party member to be a libertarian. But when you join the Libertarian Party, you sign a statement that says, I don't support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And so Tony gets it when it comes to the war on drugs, and he gets it when it comes to personal freedom, but yet he wants a pass. He wants to give government a pass when it comes to foreign policy and having a big military.
I'm not gonna question someone's libertarian credentials based on what they think about the...
Oh, of course you can't, because yours are questionable.
Well, no, I disagree with that, too. I have very libertarian principles. You, on the other hand, are not a libertarian. You are a step beyond that.
I am a libertarian free marketeer.
Free marketeer, right. That's what you are.
Yes.
You don't believe in any government at all. Libertarians believe in limited government.
Limited government libertarians believe in limited government.
All you can do is talk to him about the issue. I don't think you should question his credentials.
Yeah. Well, the issue is the same issue. The issue is the freedom to keep the money you earn and spend it how you want. And when I phrased it in that way, he, of course, agreed. Because that sounds good. That's what liberty-oriented people are all about, is I did the work, it's my money, let me decide who to give it to. Let me decide how to save it or how to spend it. And if I want to spend that money on some sort of warmongering effort, going over and blowing up other people's countries, then I should be free to make that decision on my own. I don't appreciate that decision being made for me. 1-800-259-9231. You can comment on that or bring up whatever's on your mind as we go to Lou in Deerfield Beach, listening on WFTL. Hey, Lou.
Yes, getting back to the drug issue.
Yes, sir.
You guys, as good libertarians, you believe in the legalization of cocaine and heroin, don't you?
That's correct.
The re-legalization.
Re-legalization. I mean, they were legal in this country far longer than they've been illegal, Lou.
So basically, anyone, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, anyone could take any drug that they want.
Well, they can take them
currently
today.
They can and do, and they could drink liquid Drano completely legally if they wanted to.
Okay, at least you're consistent.
Absolutely.
But I'd like to get to one other issue.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of contamination coming into the country from China.
Contamination?
You heard about what happened with the food products, some of the contamination.
Contaminated gluten, right.
Yeah, and toothpaste also.
Mm.
Now, who exactly is going to be checking those products coming in from China when we do away with the FDA?
Who found the contamination in the first place?
I really don't know.
Okay. Well, the individuals who would check the products would be the reps from the companies that sell those products. In many ways, the FDA isn't necessarily what keeps you safe. In many ways, it's Walmart and your local grocery store companies and these other, distributors, Home Depot. The companies that sell you the products have certain levels of standards by which they judge each vendor by as far as what they're offering.
You don't think that these companies have their self-interest at heart before your health?
Of course they have their self-interest at heart, and their self-interest is to keep their customers healthy so they can keep coming back and buying more products.
And
which makes more sense, Lou? Killing your customers or helping them stay alive longer?
You don't think they're willing to take, to lose 1% or 2% of their customers and cover up the fact that people are being harmed by some of these products coming in from China?
I think that they would, and I think that the court system should be implemented to punish a company that does something like that.
You're Mark, right? You're Mark?
Yes, sir.
You're the sane one of the two.
That's saner. Saner, Lou.
The saner as opposed to the extreme. Like, he's not even a libertarian. The guy
There's
is
nothing
like,
extreme about my position on the FDA, and that is to abolish it completely. And I think Mark would agree that the FDA should be absolutely abolished.
I do. I think the FDA kills far more people than it saves.
What about, we're going to do away with the FDA, and you're willing to
please.
Take the risk of like 3,000-4,000 people getting hurt by toothpaste or by the gluten? You're willing to take that risk?
Well, the problem is, Lou, that the FDA isn't making toothpaste or gluten safe. All the FDA has a bunch of paperwork that people fill out. It's not like they're sending people around and checking every tube of toothpaste.
No, but you know how many corporations hush up and they cover up instances of contamination? For example, there was that contact lens solution case with Bausch & Lomb.
Right, and the FDA is involved, was around when that occurred, right? And
no,
the FDA didn't protect us.
What Bausch & Lomb tried to do, though, they tried to cover it up and to say nothing happened. They're willing to take the risk that a certain percentage of their customers are going to get hurt in name of profit.
Yeah, I believe they will, Lou, and I'm not saying that the Bausch & Lomb shouldn't have to pay for that. I'm saying that in a court of law, somebody would have to prove that Bausch & Lomb did such and such, and then Bausch & Lomb, a jury would decide how much Bausch & Lomb had to pay in order to compensate every one of those victims.
And, of course, as a result of that, they'd have to raise their prices on their products or cut their costs back in order to
make
that money.
Now, you guys are pretty naive, because if you don't see what's been going on with companies like Enron in the last few years, you won't.
Actually, I owned shares of Enron, so I know exactly what
Lou, you bring up one or two examples of companies that have, put to the books.
I'll give you hundreds of companies.
Companies have their self-interest at heart, Lou. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm simply saying that rather than having a big bureaucracy that tries to protect us, I think that we should be compensated when harm is done and compensated heavily for all the damages.
So you're willing to trust the corporate thieves, but you're not willing to trust the government thieves.
No, I'm not, though, Lou. The thing is the FDA isn't protecting us. All these things that you've mentioned occurred under the FDA's watch. They didn't stop it.
Or the
FTC. They were there for the purpose of stopping it, and they failed.
So I'm saying get rid
of them. They're pointless.
Not only did they fail, but what they succeeded in doing, Mark, was also taking a lot of money from companies in order to get their products out on the market, like pharmaceutical companies, for instance, having to pay billions of dollars and wait 10 years before their products can actually reach the market, while people who have medical conditions like cancer and heart disease and that sort of thing, they perish in that amount of time while they can't get their hands on the drugs that they need. So it's absolutely the case that the FDA isn't protecting us as much as it is actually harming us. And as far as the evil corporations are concerned, make the decision, Lou, as to who I do business with, and I'll do business based on who's the most honest and who's providing the best product at the best price and the most safe products. And I'll turn to independent organizations like Consumer Reports or Underwriters Laboratories, third-party organizations that certify companies and certify products for their safety and that sort of thing. I just bought a fan today at Home Depot, and I checked to make sure it had the UL logo on it, and sure enough it did. Of course it did, because Home Depot requires that everything have a UL logo on it before they're even going to put it on their store shelves. So I trust the marketplace to keep me safe, Lou. And in fact, it is the marketplace that does keep me safe for the most part, not the government.
Look, all I'm saying is the corporate thieves are just as bad as the government thieves.
Right, but we can hold the corporate thieves accountable in the court system. We can't hold government thieves accountable.
And corporate thieves there's no such thing as a corporate thief as far as me buying products are concerned. I voluntarily choose to do business with corporations. Hang on, Lou. 800-259-9231. Is there such a thing as a corporate thief? And does it affect me? I don't think so.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USC-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features for free. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to NeverGetBusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. That's NeverGetBusted.com. Now, we are on the phone with Lou again, and welcome back, Lou. Good to have you back listening on WFTL. Lou is gone. Well, we had Lou. And right before the break, Lou had accused us, because we were talking about how he was talking about how the FDA is protecting us and all this crap, which is just not true. The FDA doesn't protect you. The FDA just enriches itself by gouging companies with billion-dollar licensing fees and that sort of thing, or billion-dollar approval, multi-billion-dollar approval processes that take a decade for them to actually get through. Of course, all that time, people that could use the drugs that they need to help themselves get better are actually dying as a result. So people die as a result of the existence of the FDA. But then Lou said, well, so you support the corporate thieves instead of the government thieves. And while there may be some instances of people in corporations doing dirty things with the money that they have, when it comes to me and my money and how I spend it, when I go to Walmart and buy a cartload of merchandise, I am not being stolen from. I am engaging in a market transaction with a business that I voluntarily chosen to go in and do business with. There's no thieving going on there.
No, but there could be fraud going on. If they sell you a space heater, and the expectation is that space heater will heat your home rather than bursting into flames and killing you and your family, that might be considered fraud. And I believe that
luckily, Walmart sells UL certified space heaters, and UL certification pretty much prevents that from
happening. Right, but that's the concern that Lou has, and it's the concern that many people have when it comes to corporations. The corporations aren't going to act nice because so many have not.
Okay, and that's, first of all, it's a voluntary choice. I'm choosing to buy the space heater. I'm choosing to shop at that store, and it's all up to me as to what I want to do with my money when it comes to corporations. When it comes to the government, I don't have any choices. They just take my money, and if I don't want to give them my money, then they're going to throw me in a jail cell or kill me. There's no choice when it comes to government. And also, I'd like to also point out that I am not a fan of corporations. As a libertarian, I want government to be as small as it possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I'd like it to go away completely. And government is what created corporations. See, businesses existed before corporations ever did. Then the government lawyers came up with these corporation ideas, which are pieces of paper sitting in a file folder somewhere in Washington, D.C., or your local state government, or wherever it is your corporation is registered with. That's what a corporation is. It's a legal fiction created by lawyers for the purpose of protecting the individuals who are running a business. Limited Liability Corporation, LLC. It means that the liability of the individuals running the corporation is limited.
Well, a corporation, a C corporation, an S corporation, an LLC are different things, but essentially they all do the same stuff, which is protect the owners of that corporation from the same liability that they would have if they were running a sole proprietorship.
Right.
So and I see what you're saying, and I agree.
In the absence of all these government programs and bureaucracies, there would be no more corporations. There would be businesses, for sure. And certainly there would be ways for those business owners in the marketplace to protect some of their assets, but they would be much more accountable if they were actually just businesses run by individuals or businesses, you know, run by a board of directors or whatever. Let's just allow the business and the market to organize itself on its own. We don't need government protection.
So you mean that then the people that own the business would be liable for any damages that the business did?
Right,
themselves.
Which means they'd be a little bit more careful.
The same way, you know, if a sole proprietor, I don't know, the lawnmower guy who comes to your house and runs a sole proprietorship, which it's likely he's not. He's probably running a corporation because everybody's incorporated these days. But let's say that if he damaged something at your house, he would personally be responsible. But if the big lawn mowing company in town that was incorporated came, you could only sue them for as much as the corporation itself has. You couldn't hold the guy who owns the corporation responsible.
Right. So I'm not in favor of corporations either. I just want to make that clear. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to talk to Bob in Miami listening on WFTL. Hey, Bob. Bob in Miami.
Yes, you got an excellent program, very informative.
Thank you, sir.
And,
what's on your mind tonight?
And I thank you for, you know, free talk. It's quite important to all of
thank
us.
Thank you.
One of the things that bothers me, a few years ago, and a photo, they took a survey, and it pointed out that less than 20% of the people ever around the state of Florida vote on a regular basis.
Okay. Does that mean like local, state, and federal elections?
Right.
Okay.
20%. I mean, that means 80% of the people stay home.
Okay.
I mean, and so the...
And how many of the 20% are over the age of 65
in Florida?
That's hard to say. That's, you know, that didn't go into that far.
Right.
The bottom line is this. They went and took a survey, and these people, and they asked them, why did you go out and vote? The precincts in your neighborhood, the precincts are open from, 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. You know, your companies allow you time off to go out and vote. They pay at the same time, so no problem there. People let you off early to go out and vote. Like I say, everything is very convenient. Usually the lineups are not that long. And
so why
people,
not?
So they asked people, why didn't you go out and vote? And the answer, the standard answer why they didn't go out and vote was that it's like replacing Al Capone with Bugs Malone. Another
there you
one
go.
Set of crooks, another set of crooks.
Absolutely.
So people don't trust the system. And
who can blame them?
Well, this is exactly what my point is. We do not have representative form of government. You know, the lawyers in this country represent 0.03% of the population, yet they represent 75% of the power in Tallahassee, in Washington,
sure.
In all your states, in your cities.
It's a government by the lawyers for the lawyers.
Right, and you know, they put all these rules in place that keep normal people from running for office. They put all these laws and lawyer-type rules in place that people just don't want to deal with. You know, if it's campaign finance reform or whatever it is, people don't want to mess with all the paperwork that's involved for running. So
what you have is the people that are willing to,
the lawyers.
The reason that it's happened is we're not following the Federalist Papers. James Madison, who's a political scientist, he's not a lawyer, told us very plainly, he said, if the effective control of all three separate branches of government get under the single same hand's control, then we will have tyranny and oppression, and there'd be nothing in the system to correct the problem. In other words, you couldn't go to the Nazi party and say you're killing Jews. That was their purpose. You wouldn't go to the slave owners and saying you're abusing the slaves. That was their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go to the Ku Klux Klan and you're saying you're abusing the blacks. That was their purpose. Nor would you go to our corrupt legal system and our judicial court system and say we're getting abused in the system because that's their purpose. The lawyers have taken over single, same-hands control of all three separate branches of government.
Yep.
And the system of justice in the United States is you're innocent until proven broke.
Yeah, because the government can outspend you every single time.
But the thing is, all we have to do, and I'm just asking people to look at this, it's called. There's a book out there. It's called The Federalist Papers in Modern Language. It's indexed for today's political issues,
mm-hmm.
edited by Mary E. Webster, the Webster Dictionary family. And we should put that book in all the high schools. We had a law in Tallahassee passed last year by the Silverhead legislators, making it mandatory reading for all the students to read the Federalist Papers so they'll understand separation of powers, checks, and balances. Believe it or not, the trial lawyers in our Senate saw this law coming down the tubes, and they just shut it down with, I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, I couldn't believe that they would be so interested in. Their whole point is keep the people dumb and stupid, give
that's
them
right.
Pepsi Cola, potato chips, and
well, that's what the government school system's all about, is to dumb down America
exactly.
So they don't ever ask the right questions, and they just go along to get along, and it's sad, and that's what it's resulted in. But I must take one issue with something you said, Bob, and that is that it's impossible to have a representative government. It is not possible to do because, I mean, right here on the phone, you've got Bob, you've got Mark sitting in the studio, and me. That's three individuals. We all have a different viewpoint. We're not going to agree 100% on everything. If I'm elected to represent Mark and Bob, there's no possible way that I can accurately represent the two of you because you disagree so much. You expand that out to 100,000 people or a few thousand people in the district, and you can understand that it's impossible for a representative system of government to actually represent its constituents. It's just a fantasy. It's something that they constructed to make people think that our government was better than the rest around the world. And in the very beginning, it was, but it's gotten worse and worse over time, and I don't think there's any salvaging it, personally.
I think just the lawyers should not be in public office because they took over the judicial branch.
I think that's a good idea. Ban the lawyers from the government, and we're on the right path. Bob, thanks for the call. More coming up. Your show. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Though we do ask that if you like the show and you want to help out Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier, like over 380 of our listeners have decided to do. It costs you $3 a month. Now remember, all the features on our website are completely free. So this is above and beyond all that. It's a completely voluntary option. It's just if you want to help us get this show on more radio stations, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. If that's valuable to you, if it's worth $3 a month, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is simple. You send in $3 a month. We take it in. We turn it around into advertising for the show. We buy ads in Talkers Magazine, which is the industry publication, so program directors around the country. They know that we're out here, and they know that we're here to stay, and eventually they'll come on board and add Free Talk Live, and then more people will hear this show, and of course we're doing outreach on the internet as well, and all the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to KK in West Palm Beach, listening on WFTL. Hello, KK.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
This was I was picturing that guy, talking about the FDA thinking that they inspect every single piece of food, whatnot, that comes in here. He's the one that's naive. I mean,
that's what people think the FDA does, right? Is they've got a bunch of busy little bureaucrats running around in lab coats inspecting every single product that it is that they consume. And you know what?
Exactly.
I doubt they inspect one in a billion.
Standard, that's all.
Yep.
Yep, it's paperwork and money. It's all about the money for the FDA. That's getting their hands on billions and billions of dollars. And if you believe the FDA actually does any inspecting, or any government bureaucracy that supposedly inspects actually does some sort of good job keeping you safe, just go and talk to any restaurateur. Go and talk to the restaurant, whoever it is that runs your favorite restaurant, and ask them how many times a year the government restaurant inspector, health inspector, comes around. It's like once, maybe twice.
Exactly.
Right. There's no safety coming from the government. The reason why products and services are safe is because the people in the marketplace want to keep their customers alive as long as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be they obviously don't want to kill people. I mean, it was kind of the sentiment that he was suggesting. So,
well, now, to be fair, someone could jump in and say, well, Ian, what about the cigarette companies? Okay, certainly there are dangerous and iffy products out there, but nonetheless, you're still able to purchase them on a voluntary basis, so it's your decision whether or not to put that smoke in your lungs. That company's not forcing it down.
The food that we eat every day, you'd arguably kill us. I mean, we choose with these things that we put in our body. I mean,
exactly.
It's just ridiculous. Did I hear them? You say something also, I was listening on the radio, say that you saw someone get stabbed in Keene, New Hampshire?
Yes, that's right.
Well, we didn't see it. No, well,
no,
it happened.
It happened.
I heard about it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually from Keene, New Hampshire originally.
Oh, why'd you leave?
No, I don't know. It's a good question.
I
spent most of my time in Central Florida and just moved to South Florida.
Well, we actually
years ago in a
we actually
marriage.
We moved about 9 months ago from Florida. We were born and raised there, up here to Keene as part of the Free State Project, which are you familiar with it?
I heard a little bit of it on the radio.
Well,
not really, no.
That's good to know. We're both members. It's an organization of liberty-loving individuals. People that are interested in freedom and liberty and bringing more of it to this country are all moving to the same state, which is New Hampshire, and they're sort of coalescing there because we're too spread thin across the country. So we're all moving together to get active for freedom and liberty, and we just happen to choose Keene. But the entire state of New Hampshire is open to moving.
You're up there, live free and are dying, that's why, huh?
That's right.
Exactly right, man.
So you moved from Florida to Keene, huh?
You better believe it.
Sarasota, Florida.
And I think it was the right choice because it is beautiful up here. And the activists here that have already moved are just amazing, amazing people. The things that are going on here in New Hampshire on the side of the Liberty Movement are really exciting. We're really the guys that moved in early are sort of holding the line on liberty. They're keeping the state as free as they possibly can. And as soon as we get more movers here, as soon as we get more activists, we'll be able to tip the scales and actually move back towards more freedom, because the mass holes that are moving in here are quite something to go up against.
So. Yes, the mass holes. Those are quite the little demographic wars we used to have back then.
Now, what does one legitimately call a person from Massachusetts?
A mass hole.
There you go.
Mass hole's been the terminology since Christ was a Boy Scout.
KK, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I told you so, Mark.
Oh, man, it makes me nervous.
Let's go to, it is Russell in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Russell.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Great.
Good, sir.
I'm a veteran, and I staunchly believe in capitalism.
Great.
Even though that I haven't ever owned my own personal business, and it's getting harder these days to be able to start a business and compete with the big corporations,
yep,
like Walmart, because they're not just selling personal just goods anymore. Now you got banks in their stores, you got hair salons in their stores, ATM machines, you can name it, and they're like, turned into a big malls, what they've done.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that. I mean, that's what the market that we have action. And I kind of like having things all under one roof. I like having things all in one place.
Well, see, I have a problem with that. This is where me and you differ. Because me, I've been all over the world, and I got to experience all different kinds of cultures being in the military. And there's a fine line between capitalism and fascism and communism. And a capitalist has to walk that fine line, and that's where God comes in.
Actually, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Capitalism.
Well, yeah, but you're wrong, though. Fascism and communism are political systems, and capitalism is just essentially an economic system.
Or a lack of an economic system.
Right. Capitalism is the free market where there is no government.
Right.
There's no fascism or communism or socialists around to influence or to pass laws in regards to it. What we have today is not capitalism in America.
Right.
What we have today is
corporatism. Corporatism, which allows Walmart and other large companies to put all kinds of restrictions on the little guy from opening his business. So he isn't able to get in the marketplace and compete. The problem with big companies is that they have control in the government and not what they're offering us.
Okay. Well, you see, I look at it a little bit differently. I believe that capitalism, unchecked and unbridled capitalism, if you don't have God in your life to show you that there's more than money, that you will eventually become a fascist yourself. That's my own personal belief.
Well, I don't have God in my life. I'm an atheist, and I'm not a fascist, and I'm not going in that direction.
And as far as you're talking about, that everybody should have a right to do what they want to do to themselves.
Yes.
I would totally agree.
Don't hurt anybody else. I totally agree with that, but only a capitalist could agree with that, because everybody else would try to tell you, no, you belong to the state.
They would.
You belong to the government. And I honest to God believe that every man should have a right to put anything in his body. If he wants to kill himself, go ahead.
Yep, absolutely.
And I believe in that, but I also believe that if you have a good, strong moral compass and you have a right to start your own business and to become as prosperous as you want to become prosperous, but you got to look at yourself and you got to look at yourself in the mirror and you got to go, do I really need to have a store in every country in the world to be rich?
Well,
do I really need that?
Now, Walmart is a publicly owned company. I can go out tomorrow and buy one share of Walmart, and I'm, you know, so it's not like it's one person getting wealthy off of Walmart.
Well, right. Nobody that works for Walmart's wealthy.
That's not true.
I've never worked for Walmart, but I've worked for other corporations that were big super corporations like that. And I never got wealthy, and I worked my ass off.
Well, I can tell you that Walmart's IT department, Walmart's Bentonville office, those people are probably fairly well paid. But just because you're well paid doesn't necessarily translate into a lot of wealth. If you can't keep your wealth, then you've got that's a big problem that a lot of people have in America, is that they get a paycheck and then they go out and spend the whole thing.
Right, it's not what you make, it's what you save.
And also, you know, Walmart, the low end jobs at Walmart are certainly not where someone should stop. They should move up the chain if that's where they want to stay, or take their experience and shop it around and move elsewhere. To think that you could actually become wealthy on a low paying job is a very difficult thing to accomplish, whether it's working at Walmart or whether it's working at a low paying mom and pop job.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm 35 years old now. All of my grandfathers, they started out, they went in World War One and World War Two, and they stepped foot right off in Germany and killed all of the socialists and all of the everything else there. And I'm trying to be a capitalist too, just like all of you.
Great. So what you need to do?
I can't be a capitalist because Walmart is killing me if I
it's
try
no,
to.
No, 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 no. You're placing the blame in the wrong place. It's not Walmart. It's the government.
That's
getting in your way. And thank you for the call. We'll talk a little bit more about this coming up in hour number three. How government prevents capitalism. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.